Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We are here talking about Imam Khomeini and Islamic unity. In order to talk about this phenomenon of Imam Khomeini's personality and his teachings and his persona as related to Islamic unity, we have invited Maulana Khurshabiri to come and discuss this beautiful idea and this concept with us. So let's go ahead and welcome him to the talk show. Maulana Khurshabiri, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much.
Khaish Mikram Sheikh, thank you. I know you're kind of on a very busy schedule and we didn't really give you a lot of time, you know, to be able to, on your ziyarat trip, but still we really appreciate you coming to the talk show. Maulana, one of the interesting things that is something that is, well, we see it, you know, for example, in Al-Quds Day, and we see it in Unity Week, and we see it in the teachings of Imam Khomeini, and also we see in the teachings now of Imam Khamenei, we see this idea of Islamic unity. And one of the great proponents of Islamic unity and Muslim unity was, of course, Imam Khomeini. And so in this context, we wanted to invite you and talk about Imam Khomeini and Islamic unity. And so with that, we hand it to you. Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, thank you very much for inviting me.
No, thank you. It's our honor.
It's my honor to speak about a very important subject that is, of course, subject that is in need of Muslim Ummah at the moment.
Yes.
When we say that Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, Imam Khomeini is a personality that is Islamic jurist,
yes,
and a very important personality within the Islamic figure.
Right.
This personality is the one who actually invented a very important terminology within our Islamic world, that is Islam-e-Nab-e-Muhammadi.
Pure Muhammadan Islam. Yes, very nice.
Pure Muhammadan Islam, that means Islam that is original Islam, not a fake Islam. Not an artificial Islam, actually. I would say that there is completely artificial Islam, that there is original Islam.
Yes.
Original Islam, that means Islam of the Prophet and the time of Prophet. In one of the speeches I said that unfortunately there are people, those who say that we are Salafi, but in real sense Salafi is Imam Khomeini,
yes,
because he wanted to bring community, Muslim community, again back to the origin of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this is actually real Salaf, going towards to the Salaf.
The pure teachings of
pure
Islam.
Teachings
the
of Islam.
Teachings of
in
Islam,
original
yeah.
teaching of Islam, Islamic unity is one of the most important principles.
Right.
Not only Islamic unity, but unity within all faith communities.
Mm-hmm. With no matter their religion.
No,
right.
Religion
this is very beautiful. Yes.
Yes. Because Quran has said, "Ya Ahlul Kitab, Ta'alu ila kalimatin sawa'in bainana wa bainakum." That all the people of book, we ask you, we invite you that let us get together and live under the common values.
Right, the common values,
common
these
values.
Universal human values,
right,
which we all
so
agree
when
upon.
Islam is a religion that invites for the common values to the rest of faith communities. How that is possible that we can have a disunity within our Muslim community?
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That means there is even more emphasis, you know. So they say as priority within the Muslims, because priority has even been given to non-Muslims and unity.
Of course,
right.
Islam is a religion that it wants to have human beings living in the peace,
yes,
and sometimes all human being as being human being, right?
Yes.
Unless somebody gets out of humanity.
Right.
And starts acting as inhuman. Until they live in the humanity and the human values, then it asks that you are like a brother and sister within humanity.
Right.
So similarly, when we have a concept of unity within Ahlul Kitab, we have a concept of unity within the people, those who are living under the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran. So that's when it's been said, وَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا.
Very nice, yes.
You know, cling with the Hablullah, and you should not be divided.
Right.
And this concept was being laid down by the Prophet, peace be upon him, by Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim.
Yes.
In all their ages. So that is where Imam Khomeini, he comes and he invites people towards that origin. Inviting towards unity, that was actually inviting towards the origin of Islam.
Yes, yes.
And that is one of the principles of Islam.
Right.
No matter what. Nobody can disagree about that.
Yes.
Even if you ask anybody, any of scholars, that is that one of the most important principles of Islam or not? So he's going to be agreeing with that. Nobody can disagree with that.
Yes. So, Sheikh Shabiri here, I think, so we talked about a couple of things, right? So one of the things we talked about was this pure Muhammadan Islam. A question might arise, well, is there another form of Islam, right, which is in contrast to this pure Muhammadan Islam that Imam Khomeini was talking about, if you'd like to discuss that a little bit?
Yes, of course. There are two types of Islam, and ages that was the real image outside. That if we go back before the Islam, that is in terminology Islam. Otherwise, we believe all the prophets that came in this world, they came with the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they had been practicing Islam.
Yes, of course,
Islam of their time, right? So. At the time, there is possibility that Pharaoh has his own Islam as well. That he wants to have a kind of Islam, a type of Islam that is under
his control
of Pharaoh. Similarly, when we go in the time of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, there is Islam that is Islam of Prophet and Islam of Abu Sufyan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. They're very interesting examples, yes.
And then you go down and you would come that Islam of Imam Hussein and Islam of Yazid, right?
Yeah.
And then you can go, this whole progeny of Abu Sufyan, and you find this progeny of Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim, Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have a type of Islam.
Yes.
Then Imam Khomeini also, he said, specification of original Islam. He did not just say vague concept of Islam enough. Then he said very important specification, and this is one of the most important discussion that I think we need to have about what are the specification of Islam enough.
Right.
He said that Islam enough and original Islam is Islam of Prophet, Islam of Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim. Then he said Islam of oppressed people. This is one of the most important and interesting thing that he said. Right. Islam of oppressed people.
Right.
And on the other hand, there is Islam, that is artificial Islam, Islam of the governments, Islam of the capitals, Islam of the imperialism. And that is why sometime he divided that Islam-e-Nab Muhammadi and Islam-e-Amerika.
Right. This, which is a very common statement of this idea of American Islam.
Yes.
Right.
So these specifications are also being said. So there are many specifications that Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala, when he laid down about that, he already said about that, what are those specifications between both of them.
Right.
Those who are actually creating disunity between Muslims, they are not following original Islam.
Yes.
They are actually following that artificial type of Islam that it would like to benefit imperialism.
Right. Because disunity does benefit imperialism. Once the Muslims become disunited, then they lose power, they lose strength, right? They lose unity. And then it's almost like the beauty of Hajj, for example. The beauty of Hajj is this action that everybody is doing together, tawaf that they're doing together. But if it's just one individual, it's not as beautiful. And here, this move towards Muslim unity, it really is a move towards Muslim power and the original teachings of Islam.
For sure. Of course, you know, if you look at that, at the moment, all the issues that Muslim world is facing.
Yes.
If we were united, then definitely how that was possible that Israel could be existing in this world.
Right.
How that was possible that Palestinian people, they were being like the most oppressed community within the world.
Right.
And since this concept of unity is being laid down, we can see that enemies, they feel threat from Islam.
Yes.
So since then, concept of resistance against the imperialism has started.
Right.
So, when Imam has announced about the week of unity, for example, days of unity, or Salatul Jummah, it became one of the most important platform within the Muslim world. So in artificial Islam, you find that in the past there was a Salatul Jummah, where an Imam is going to stand over there and he's going to recite a Masnoon Khutbah.
Right.
In Arabic.
In Arabic, yes.
But it wasn't beneficial. But with this concept of original Islam, Imam Khomeini invited towards the original Salatul Jummah.
Right.
Original Salatul Jummah, where all the issues of Muslim world are being discussed.
Right.
And every week a message from the Muslim world and the leaders of the Muslim world are being given.
Right. excuse me. Maulana Shabbiri, because this is something that I personally experienced, this idea that the religious scholar, the alim, the religious leader of a certain community on the days of Friday, they tend to avoid talking about international affairs, right? And I'm not talking about, that they slogans like death to America, death to... No, just basic, simple, this is what's happening in Yemen. The Saudis are bombing the Yemenis. The Israelis are killing the Palestinians, right? For example, in India, the hijab is being taken away. In Sweden, the Holy Quran is being burnt in Muslim neighborhoods, right? The United States has invaded Iraq, it has invaded Syria, right? And Daesh is being funded by, the American government. I mean, these things are pretty much facts at this point in time. They're not conspiracy theories, they're not, incitement or anything. But still, we find that the religious scholars they avoid talking about these things. Now, my question to you, because you are, the leader of a congregation, you're the leader of a masjid, Husseiniya, I mean, should we as religious scholars really be afraid of talking about these facts that are on the ground?
When we read Quran, one of the most important quality of a leader, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Ala inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim, wa lahum yahzanun. A person does not have ability to lead a community if he is fearful to address about the community.
Right.
So let's suppose leave rest of the world, right? And speaking about rest of the world, it is my community, and tomorrow if there is any such a problem within the community, am I going to be speaking about that? Am I supposed to speak about that, or I should be avoiding to speak about that? If I am supposed to speak about my community, then what is the concept of community?
Right.
Is that only the community that where I'm leading, or all Muslim world is just like community?
Yeah.
When we look at the original Islam, Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, Al-Muslimuna kal-jasad al-wahid. Right?
Very nice, yes.
So all Muslims are just like one body. And then he said that if there is any pain in any part of the body, rest of the body is going to feel that pain.
Yes, a beautiful example. Yes.
So according to this hadith, whole Muslim world is like one community.
Yes.
So how that is possible that we do not address the matters of issues of community?
Right.
Then it's been said, "Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa." All mu'minin and believers are like brothers.
Right.
And if my brother is going through any problem, my mother is going through any problem, my sisters are going through any problem,
yes,
how that is possible that I do not speak about that?
Yes.
It's like possibly that there is a part of body because of fallage.
Right, right. Paralysis.
It is not having any sort of feeling.
Right, right.
So this part of the body has to be cut off.
Yeah.
This has to be done surgery.
Right, right.
It's not a living part.
You know, Maulana, here I've noticed, because this a lot of times as Muslims, and I want to make this connection with American Islam. So one of the maybe characteristics, let's say, of American Islam is that it's very individualistic. It's all about me. If I want to pray, I'll pray. If I don't want to pray, I won't pray. It's almost a very selfish kind of Islam, right? And so what that does is it disconnects the individual from the rest of the ummah. Right? This is one of the characteristics of American Islam. And so here, because what you said was that if this was my mother, you know, would I not be concerned? If this was my brother, and we as Muslims have forgotten this. We have forgotten that the Palestinian Muslim is our brother and sister. The Yemeni Muslim is our brother and sister. The Pakistani Muslim is our brother. The African Muslim is our brother and sister. And if we really go back to this pure Muhammadan Islam, which Imam Khomeini spoke about, is really realize that we are one ummah, as the Ahlul Bayt have taught us, you know? And it really takes us forward towards Islamic unity, yes.
This principle that, you know, a selfish type of the mind your own business.
Mind your own business, yes, yeah. Very well said, yeah.
One of the principles that is laid down, it's not only American, there is Western Western teaching. Yes. They are going to teach you from school, from the very beginning when you go to school.
Yeah, I really enjoy it because I grew up in the U.S. and that is exactly what it is. It's mind your own business. Yeah.
Yeah, they start teaching to the children that mind your own business.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to speak with anybody about any political affair.
Right.
When you go outside and people are standing over there, you're supposed to speak about weather.
Yes, yes, <Right? laughs> yes, yes.
So don't speak about any political affair.
Yeah.
Then you should not be personal with anybody.
Right.
Don't ask, are you married?
Yeah.
Or you're not married, right?
Yeah, do you have kids? Do you not have
so
kids?
So that is where they start teaching values, Western values.
Right.
But it's nothing to do with Islam. Islam is completely a contrast concept with this Western value. And that is what Iqbal many times, you know, in his poetry also speaks about that, about Western values.
Right.
And unfortunately, people, they do not know about Islam and original Islam.
Yes.
Original Islam says that wa'amur bil ma'ruf, wanha anil munkar, that you need to do amr bil ma'ruf, enjoining towards good.
Yes.
And forbidding from the evils.
Right.
This is your duty.
Right.
How that is possible that if I see any wrong that is happening in front of me,
I just mind my own business.
Yes, I should stop and don't speak about that.
Yeah.
I should be silent over there. And if I'm silent, let's suppose you are in a masjid.
Yeah.
And in the masjid there is wrong taking place over there. Or if there is any dust over there, are you going to be speaking about that or not?
Right.
Or somebody is spreading anything wrong in the masjid.
Right.
Then also you have to stop. So this is the concept that starts from basic. Islam says, وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You need to enjoin people towards good. And this is the duty of...
It's interesting here that, you know, so for example, if we take it outside of the masjid, if you were on the street and you saw somebody stealing a car and you knew he stole, you should go and say, you know, or at least inform the authorities or something. You can't just, you know, mind my own business and who cares if the guy steals somebody else's car. Or it's almost like a very innate you know, fitrat, natural, innate, you know, quality of a human being to go and prevent somebody from doing something bad for their own good, you know, and to help somebody do something good again for their own betterment and their... Maulana, you know, I don't want to take too much more of your time. I don't know if you have a conclusionary statement that you'd like to make, you know, we are at your service.
Yes, what I would like to say, and according to this hadith of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, where he said that وَأْمُرُ الْمَعْرُوفِ وَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ لَسَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَشْرَارَ أَنفُسِكُمْ. If you stay silent, and you don't fulfill your responsibilities, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to appoint evils of the world on the community. And that's what we can see at the moment.
Yes.
That in Muslim world, because of not completing our duties,
right,
we can see some dictators and evil forces,
right,
and evil rulers are ruling communities. And they are suppressing community.
Yes.
If we come towards the original Islam and work for the unity of the Muslim Ummah and be together, be united, then we'll be able to remove those evils from our communities. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the policy of the West is going to be divide and rule.
Right.
So they are ruling us because we are divided.
Right.
Whenever we'll be united, they will not be able to rule us.
Right.
And that is one of the things that at the moment these evil forces are afraid of Islamic Republic of Iran, or for example, they start calling many people like terrorists, mm, or people, those who are spreading terrorism in the world. Mm. So what sort of terrorism they are spreading?
Right.
They are spreading unity, right? And that is something that they are calling that as terrorism.
Right.
So real terrorists are those imperialist powers. But unfortunately, those people who are being called as terrorists, they are calling people towards a brotherhood,
yes,
towards a unity, towards having one community, and community cannot exist unless if they are united.
Mm-hmm.
Because unity is actually part of a community.
Mm-hmm.
And community becomes with the unity.
Excellent. Maulana Horshabiri, thank you so much for joining us and taking time out of your busy schedule. I know it was a short trip. May Allah bless you.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you too. And thank you very much for talking and giving this opportunity.
Thank you. And dear viewers, thank you. We talked with Maulana Horshabiri on this special Islamic Pulse talk show, where we talked about Imam Khomeini and Islamic unity and the importance of Islamic unity. And from us, that is all that we have on this episode. Until another episode, we bid you farewell. Fi amanillah and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.